Ashley Easter.
And I'm Charlie Grantham, and you're listening to Serendipity,
the podcast where we explore everyday magic all around us. Hey guys, welcome back to the Serendipity podcast. I know I said guys, and there's probably mainly women listening. I don't know. Charlie, what are our demographics?
I think it's mainly women. There are some men who listen, and then some like that are not specified. And so, yeah, I think it is mainly women, but
Well, hello, women's. generally,
y'all's a good guys. One. Yeah. Y'all means all. So
I like to use y'all.
We're doing a mini episode today, and this is Emily Han. If you haven't listened to Emily Han's episode with us, you should definitely go back. Talked about, what was it, conscious fashion? Is that what we called it?
Sustainable fashion.
Sustainable fashion.
Yeah.
Super good. And she's always one that we can count on to send in a good serendipitous story. This is going to be a shorter episode today, but I love those. And
yeah, me too.
I can't wait to hear the clip. I haven't heard it yet, so this will be definitely my first time. So
surprise. Before we do, I just wanted to show for people listening or watching on YouTube, I have this really cool sweatshirt on. My best friend Mindy gave it to me for Christmas. It looks so weird when I hold it, but it says destroy the patriarchy, not the planet. And it has butterflies on it, which is like our thing here.
What's your necklace?
My necklace, it's a water meter. Nate gave it to me. So in New Orleans, where I'm from, I feel like I get imposter syndrome talking about stuff like this. This is what I think happened. Basically, like the water meters are like, they cover I don't know. People, if you don't know what a water meter is, Google it. So, but in New Orleans, like, I don't know exactly why they did it, but they would like design really pretty water meters. Like it has like, I think stars and a moon and like, it's really pretty. And it became like a thing. And then they stopped doing it. But like, I think my, brother and sister-in-law found one on the street and they like have a real one in their house. Like they didn't like steal it. It was like already detached from whatever. And then like, you can like buy, it just basically represents New Orleans. It's really pretty and it's unique. And so Nate gave it to me. Yeah. I'm like, I need a better explanation for it. Cause people are like, oh, what is that? It's so pretty. And I'm like, well, like, do I need to define what a water meter is first? Like, okay. Anyway.
Cool.
Yeah. So let's get into Emily's story. Cause it's a good one.
Okay.
So it was back in October. I was at church and, backstory. So the week before that, I had taken notes of the sermon, but somehow like they went missing before I left and I just was not able to find them. Like, I don't know if someone picked them up off my chair. Like, I don't know if I accidentally threw them away. Like, I was so confused, right? So I really did like do like a whole search. I even told people as I was leaving, I was like, does anyone pick up my notes? Like I don't typically take notes at church, but this one sermon was like, I don't know, really meaningful, really powerful for me. So I took some notes and I was pretty bummed that, you know, finally sit here and take notes and then they just go missing. So I'm looking for them, I'm telling people about them, and I basically just settled on the idea that someone must have just tossed them in the trash. And so, fast forward next week, I'm at church again, and I was listening to the worship music at the beginning, and I looked down at the chair literally right in front of me. And so every chair has, like, that, the pamphlet on it, so, like, it's like a flyer. With a blank side with lines on the back that you can take notes on, and then the front side is like information about the church or something like that. So every chair has that on it and like a offering envelope and a pen, right? So I look down at the chair in front of me and the paper that was supposed to be blank for someone else to take their notes on, I was like, God, that it had writing on it. And I was like, gosh, that handwriting looks so familiar. And I look closer and I'm like, oh my God, those are my notes. So it was just so insane. Like, what are the odds that they ended up on the chair right in front of me a week later? Like, all bundled up in a pamphlet. Like, someone didn't even notice that that paper was written on when they put that little bundle together. And then it's just insane that it was directly in front of me, on the chair in front of me. So, thought that was a cool story, too. Wanted to share that with you. I just like moments like that because it just makes you wonder, like, I mean, obviously we can believe in coincidence. We can believe in God, the universe. We can believe in all these things aligning. We can believe in whatever we want. But at the end of the day, things like that, like, you know, they just always make you wonder. They always leave you in wonder, and they always leave you, like, just kind of feeling good and, like, happy and just, I don't know, serendipitous moments are just really awesome. So thank you for letting me share.
Oh, that is so cool. I mean, a week later, finding them. Yeah.
Right in front of her. Yeah. Like, that's what's so crazy.
Yeah. And she's right. Like, can talk about coincidence, you could talk about the universe, but whenever cool things like that happen, you do just kind of like wonder what's up and how to know we've noticed that. And that's cool.
Yeah, I love that one. And I thought it was so like just crazy that somebody didn't realize that it was written on and that she picked the chair that happened to be right where her notes were, that she was going to be able to find those notes that she like really wanted.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah, I do. I love that. And she's always sending us great stories. So
yeah, she is.
I wasn't surprised.
I don't know. I feel like I wish I knew what was on the notes because it sounds like something that she needs to pay attention to.
I know. Emily, if you're listening to this, tell us, you know, if it's important, tell us what was on those notes. Maybe we should share that. But thanks, Emily, for sending in stories. And if anybody, like we always say, if you have a story that you want to share, a coincidence, a woo-woo story, a happy story, like we want to hear. So send that in on our Instagram at serendipity.pod or our email pod.serendipity@gmail.com.
Yes. And make sure you come back next week for another magical episode. We've always got something fun planned to talk about, and can't wait to see you there.
Yeah. Bye.